Music right there from Rogue Wave. That's from their new one. It's called Nightingale Floors. And we heard Collage. Before that, the latest from The National. Their new album is called Trouble Will Find Me. We'll get the playlist updated at wyso.org in a little bit. But for now, it's time to talk about the Film Dayton Fest. I want to welcome my good friend Ron Rollins into the studio. Welcome back, Ron.
Why, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Actually, it'd be fine with me if you just put the rest of the National album on. That's a really good record.
It is. It is. They consistently have been
putting out good stuff. Done anything wrong yet, I haven't stumbled across it. But I like those guys a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you come to us this time of year for the past couple of years.
You
used to be back
years,
in the spring.
I think I've been here four of the last 5 years. This is our fifth festival. And thank you again for having me back.
My pleasure.
Thank you again for having Film Dayton back. People may or may not know who I am out there. I'm the associate editor at the Dayton Daily News, and I'm on a bunch of community boards and stuff. I used to cover arts and entertainment in town. And
I have to just brag on you for a second. You did an awesome piece about bears
for
Community
thank you.
Voices.
I was one of the Community Voices producers this year at WYSO, which was a lot of fun. Down at the Dayton Daily News, we of course, work with WHIO Radio, which is a station that our company owns. And it's a talk format station and stuff. And even though we have a commercial station in our orbit of, you know, platforms and properties, we love public radio because it really doesn't compete with what we do. And my bosses were all – and I have a show Sunday mornings on the public affairs station on WHIO. That's my little plug. And but the stuff you do at YSO is so different that I just really wanted to sort of figure it out. The whole producing for NPR-style radio just seemed like a delightful experience, and it was. I learned a lot, and yes, I did do a story about a bear that is probably running around Germantown and Twin Creek Metro Park down in southern Montgomery County, and you can hear it on the on WYSO.org.
Yeah, and that is one of the pieces that'll be a part of the screening at the Film Dayton Festival.
That's right.
We'll tell you what that is in a minute, but let's back up a little bit.
Because we have gotten officially ahead of ourselves.
We have, just a tad, yeah. So,
sorry.
So for those who may not be familiar with Film Dayton or the festival.
Well, shame on them, first
exactly,
of all.
Exactly. This is the fifth festival. Give me a little overview of, you know, who/what is Film Dayton?
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for asking. Film Dayton is the only organization in town, as in Metro Dayton, that is charged with and is responsible for pushing, promoting, and helping drive film culture and the film community and the film business in the greater Dayton area. A lot of people, when they hear us say that, scratch their heads and wonder, well, what film industry are you talking about in the Dayton area? And in fact, there is a considerable, there's a sizable, fairly multifaceted, really interesting, deep filmmaking community in the Miami Valley. It includes a lot of people, your friends, that are very much into making horror films. There's a large and very interesting horror film community here in town. There is a very strong documentary film community. There are a lot of people who are making small kind of intimate feature films. And there are, of course, many, many, many students because of Wright State University's motion picture program, which is one of the best in the country. And there's a lot of young people who graduate from that and then stay here and look for ways to make a living with their training and their degree right here. And they before Film Dayton came along, there was no they were kind of just sort of like this local non-tied together diaspora of creative people who didn't really have a place to meet, network, talk, share ideas. Hey, I'm looking for somebody to do lights for my film, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm looking for somebody to do a soundtrack for, there was no place for them to meet, hook up, compare notes, share works in progress. And there was also nobody that was trying to push and promote the Dayton area as a place for out-of-state or out-of-town filmmakers to come and make films, which is something that is happening more and more and more in Ohio because 3 or 4 years ago, the state passed a really creative tax credit that is encouraging Hollywood film companies to make movies here in Ohio. People no doubt know that the Avengers was filmed in Cleveland and also partly in Wilmington. The Ides of March, George Clooney's movie. There's been about a dozen or more big Hollywood projects like that that have happened in Ohio. And on each and every one of those, there are – while we haven't had one of those filmed in Dayton yet, the film commissions in Cleveland and Cincinnati are just better organized and better funded, and they've been at this longer than we have. There are people from Dayton's film community, crew people, photographers, assistant or production assistants, makeup people, craft people, engineers and stuff who have gone and gotten jobs at all of those films. And so Film Dayton has helped make those connections for them. We've helped them train. We've helped them. That's the kind of things we do. We are basically in the business of doing anything and everything we can to sort of shine the light on the local film community that's already here and to make it bigger and better. The Film Dayton Festival we do every year is the public face of the organization, where we show locally made films and films with local connections.
And this is the fifth festival, and it started out relatively small and has kind of grown and evolved over the years.
Right, right.
And this year you actually opened up submissions for short films to anybody in the world, which is kind of exciting to bring in not only our art, but stack it up against people from Australia and around and around the country and around the world.
And what I'll tell you, you're right. And what I'll tell you is that our stuff stacked up pretty darn well. Some of the shorts that we'll be what we did is we asked for short films, and in general film world, that's kind of generally 30 minutes or under, or 30 or 35, 40 minutes or under. We asked for films that were a little less than that, or in the 20 minute range. And we got a lot more than we expected. We didn't know what to expect because we are a small festival, and we are still fairly new. And when you put a submission call out like that, you are up against the Sundances and the Cleveland Film Festivals of the world. You know, the people are more interested in sending to those bigger festivals. But we were really very pleasantly surprised, not just by the amount, but by the quality. And what we've done is In years past, the festival has been predominantly features and documentaries that are kind of longer, like in the 90-minute to two-hour range. This year, there's four features that are kind of the best of the fests, some of them with local connections, some of them – well, actually, almost all of them with local connections, and a documentary with strong local connections. The rest of the program is these shorts that we've sort of blocked together by topic. There's a group of Ohio filmmakers, there's a group of foreign filmmakers, there's a group of horror filmmakers, and so we've clustered them together like that so that people can go and find something they like, and we're pretty excited about it.
It's going to be really great to see, you know, not only our local folks, but in just flipping through the list, you know, you've got people from all over the world and people making different types of things.
Yep.
You know, we are, I think, kind of known for, as you said, strong documentarian community here in Dayton, strong horror community, and then a smaller but equally strong sort of feature film community. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a lot of different things, like Ryan Singer's Flick My Clip focuses exclusively on comedy.
Comedy. Ryan Singer, yes, that was one of the hits of last year's festival. I'm glad you brought up Ryan. Ryan's a hoot. He's a Dayton area native who comes back to the area from time to time. He works around the country as a stand-up comic, a writer, and a producer. And the guy is one of those insane geniuses, you know, who just really he can make you laugh by like really not doing much of anything. I mean, he's just really good at what he does, and he's also very generous with his time. He came to us last year with the idea of curating on his own a collection of very short comedy videos and short films and smashing them together into one more or less 90-minute blast in your face of hilarity. Some of it is really weird, and I haven't seen this year's, but I will not miss it based on what I saw last year. Last year it was a range of just bizarre experimental stuff where you were like, huh? what was that? To stuff that was just absolutely jaw-droppingly funny, and it comes at you just like this. I mean, before you know what you've seen, bam, the next one is there, and promises to be good. That, if anybody wants to see it based on what I just said, is 9 o'clock Friday. We should say the festival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Flick My Clip is on it at 9 o'clock on Friday night. All the films are at the Neon downtown. The Neon has been our home for the festival for all 5 years. Jonathan McNeil and his small, hardworking staff down there are some of our best friends. They've been extremely supportive of the festival, especially Jonathan, and as Jonathan is of all similar efforts in town. He's a great guy, and he really helps us make this happen. But that's where everything is going on. And I should, in case somebody tunes out after all this, filmdayton.com.
That's right. And we'll have a link up on the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, absolutely. Yeah. And we have a Facebook page as well for the festival and for Film Dayton. And we're using social media to get the word out quite successfully. But yeah, Flick My Clip is Friday night at 9. We should talk about the next thing Friday night.
Yeah, or
Friday.
Absolutely. Yes.
One of the first we mentioned the horror community in town. At 11 o'clock, we have something we're calling Friday Night Fright, which is, again, at the Neon. And it's going to be a collection of horror films from that incoming submissions of shorts. Again, I haven't seen them yet, but I've heard they're pretty cool. There are some that are local and locally produced. And then following that, we're going to be showing a film called Mutilation Man, which I should let you talk about because you know more about it than I do.
Okay, all right.
All right, take it away, Julia.
Okay, so Mutilation Man is the probably most celebrated film of local filmmaker Andy Kopp, who we've interviewed here on the show a couple of times throughout his career. He passed away in January.
A big loss for the film community.
Big,
he was a
big
great
loss.
Guy. He was a good teacher. He was a mentor to many, many young filmmakers, both in and outside of the genre that he worked in, which was very graphic horror, which was his thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mutilation Man is, even if you think you're a horror fan, it's probably unlike anything you've ever seen unless you're really, really into sort of, you know, very specific type of horror, but it's worth seeing. It's really exciting that it's going to be at the Neon because that's where it premiered, so it's kind of a nice coming home for the film.
Right.
And there'll be a lot of other local filmmakers out there that Andy mentored in support of this film. So very, very, very happy that that'll be presented. And I think that's I've seen roughly midnight is when
that,
it's
roughly midnight. Yeah, that's coming. The horror shorts start at 11, and Mutilation Man is on whenever they're done. My guess is people will just stay.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, but again, check the Film Dayton website. The schedule's up there. We should say too, while we're talking about Andy, that's an easy segue into another big part of the festival this year. Mm-hmm. Again, the second year we have done this, but we're always looking for new ways to recognize and again shine the spotlight on the people who make the local film community happen. And one of those was Andy, and in many ways still is, mm-hmm. even though he's not with us. The people he worked with are still working, and we are giving for the second year we're giving out a slate of the Film Dayton Awards, and these go to people who have played some instrumental role in the film community that is worth recognizing. They're beautiful glass awards that are very heavy and beautiful that are made by a local artist named Susan Cannon, who's a local glass artist associated with the Dayton Visual Arts Center. She's done a great job with them. And Andy is one of our award winners posthumously this year. Also, interestingly, one of our other award winners, our Lifetime Achievement Award, is also posthumous, unfortunately, this year because it's going to Judd Yalkut, who many people in your audience are going to know was maybe a byline they recognize from the City Paper. He covered fine arts for the City Paper for many years. But Judd was a New York guy who settled in Dayton in the 70s and was basically one of the primary pioneers of video and film art. I should say video art back in the days in the 1960s when that meant weird, bizarre editing, experimental camera angles, strange, fuzzy images. I mean, non-linear storytelling. Classic, the sort of stuff that's in museums now. And Judd's work
he does
is
have a
in
piece
museums.
In the Dayton Art Institute.
That's
if
right.
You've seen the video installation.
Right. If you walk into the rotunda at the Dayton Art Institute, there's the big bank of televisions. That's a piece he did with Nam June Paik, the other big pioneer in this world. And so we thought, you know, Judd was had not yet passed away when we told him he had won the award. He died a few weeks ago of a fairly sudden illness. And again, a huge loss, not just to the Dayton film community, but to the art world.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big deal, and he was ours. He was our big deal. Very giving of his time and talent, and very generous with advice and wise counsel to younger artists, and an obvious choice for one of our awards. The third award this year, we give away three every year, is going to the Levin Family Foundation, a family foundation in based at, currently in Washington Township, but Dayton-based, that spends a lot of their philanthropic effort on Jewish causes, but also goes beyond that into the realm of just good general community work. And the family has an interesting history with film. Two of the older gentlemen that are family members on the foundation board are used to own bought up a chain of drive-in theaters, and at one point owned quite a number of drive-in theaters, and still own the only ones that are still left in the northern Dayton suburbs, I think. And they're now managed by a younger member of the family, Ryan Levin, and then the family also though. And the reason we wanted to recognize them for this award was they underwrote Eileen LeBlanc's documentary Take Us Home, which was released this year and has been very big on the national festival circuit. And it is a documentary that we're not showing this year, but I would imagine we would show in future years. It's out beyond the reach of our festival, so we didn't need to show it in Dayton. And it's already been shown here. But it's about the plight of the displaced Jews who live in Ethiopia who are migrating back to Israel. And it's taking decades for this to happen. And it's a migration of like thousands of people. And Eileen did the film about it, and the Levins underwrote the cost of the film, which was considerable. So we want to recognize that.
And this sort of segs into, you know, having not just filmmakers honored, but people who help make things happen.
Right.
The Film Dayton Festival is not just showing of films and honoring of filmmakers. You can actually learn from some of these folks who are going to be there about how to make these things happen yourself.
That's
if
right.
You're interested, or just how these people make these things happen in their working world.
Absolutely. Nicely said. Thank you. The workshops are a big component of what we are doing this year, as in past years. A big part of Film Dayton, like you said, is helping teach, is connecting filmmakers with one another, and also helping raise their skills and training by learning from other filmmakers locally. But also we do bring in people from out of town who can help teach workshops and such. This year, as in past years, we're having a number of workshops that all happen at the offices of Think TV down the street from the around the corner on Jefferson from Jilly's. And again, these are all the subjects of the workshops are all, again, on the website, filmdayton.com. But one of them is on how to do a story pitch. If you get the opportunity to pitch an idea to a producer, how to shape it and how to do it. There is a workshop that's being taught by WYSO's own Steve Bognar and Julia Reichert. Julia Reichert being a winner of last year's Lifetime Achievement Film Dayton Award. If people are not seeing the interconnectivity of all this now,
it's
they're not
connected.
Listening. It's all connected. It's one great big ecosystem of film. It's so beautiful. It's colorful. It's nice. Julia Reichert and Steve Bognar, Yellow Springs filmmakers who teach at Wright State, are talking about storytelling in a transmedia world on Saturday. And that's basically tied to WYSO's Reinvention Stories project, which
yes.
is storytelling in a different kind of medium than people maybe are familiar with or were familiar with before they snapped in on Reinvention. You should maybe give a plug on Reinvention and tell people what that's about.
Yes. If you haven't already checked out Reinvention Stories, they're on our website. And you can also go to reinventionstories.org, which is a multimedia storytelling website telling the story of Daytonians who are reinventing themselves. We did
because of the economy.
Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
Some of it was just serendipity, I think.
Yeah.
But yes, we gathered stories all last summer, put them on the air and launched the website earlier this year. And we're actually out in the field right now gathering stories for year two.
I did not know that.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yes. So that The result of those won't be hitting the air just yet because there's a lot of preparation. Right. But if you heard the stories or saw the website and you're interested about how that all happened and how we put it all together, Steve and Julia's workshop Saturday at 1 o'clock would be a really great thing to attend. The story behind that project is really interesting because it was a big learning experience for all of us.
Right.
So, if you liked reinvention stories, definitely check that one out.
Well, but that's going to be a little bit about the future because a lot of the film, like any other old media, if you will, radio and newspapers certainly being old, more traditional mainstream media – the internet's changing everything.
It is.
And what Steve and Julia realized working with you guys at WISO was that you can either be terrified by that or you can realize that it unleashes all sorts of storytelling possibilities and ways to uncouple a story from a linear narrative that is driven the way a director will drive
Absolutely.
Something. Like, I'm a director and I will make you sit in that seat and you have to watch the film from where I tell you start to finish. Well, with the internet, with
the digital world,
you don't have to do that anymore.
Nope.
And they experimented with that idea, which is a big idea.
In the
reinvention stories, and that's what they'll be talking about.
Yes.
And the possibilities for that are basically, that's the future of filmmaking. Somehow, we're very early into that part of it, but that's the kind of stuff that the Film Dayton Festival is all about. We want you to be able to learn where film is going, and remember that you heard it here.
Exactly, exactly.
We're also talking about one of the other workshops is on distribution in case you've made your film. That's great. What do you do with it now?
Yeah, now what?
That's hard, yeah. And then and we have some local experts on that. And then we also have one on how to put together a film budget. And actually, that would be good for any business person, whether or not, because film is a business.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And you have to know, it has to be very well planned. You can't go over budget or you will die. And so we have, a local expert who's one of our board members, Carrie O'Reilly, will teach that.
Absolutely. And I have to say, especially people who want to somehow make a business or continue to fund their creative work.
Right.
I know a couple of years ago, it wasn't a specific workshop on this, but Pat Steele and Anne Rodolante were talking about their experience with True Nature.
Right.
And a lot of it was the funding pieces of that in the particular talk. And I found it very useful as a non-filmmaker, but as somebody who pursues creative endeavors and hopes to at least break even on them. It's a very interesting learning experience.
What people don't, it's very easy to forget when you're at the theater, like, oh wow, this movie is beautiful. It's you know what? It's a business, and that's one of the reasons why Film Dayton exists. Is that we are an arts organization in the sense that we are encouraging and promoting artistic, creative people in the things that they want to do, and we're trying to shine the spotlight on them as they do it for the benefit of them, but also to show their work more broadly to people who maybe don't know about it unless Film Dayton shows that spotlight. But film is a business. It has big bucks attached to it, even if it's a small picture. And we exist to basically help in some small way to help develop the economy in the Dayton area by using film as a way to do it. And it's not like we're going to bring NCR back or anything like that, but we're helping push and promote economic activity via film, and that's a very cool thing.
And it ripples out from film, and even just within the creative community. When you were talking about the initial idea of the organization, Film Dayton has connected filmmakers and people working in the industry, but I have seen from a music perspective,
good point,
musicians getting connected to filmmakers. Hey, can I license your song? Can you do a score for me? Visual artists getting involved in, drawing or designing things for covers or storyboards or things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is not just, what we think of as film, the person running the camera and the director and the guys doing the lights and things like that. It goes out into really the whole creative community in the Miami Valley and then some, really.
Right. Exactly, which is what it's all about. And the reason I like being associated with Film Dayton, and I'm not a filmmaker. I'm merely a member of the board. I'm the board chairman and have been for a number of years, and I'm proud to be. The reason I like it is because a lot of this stuff was happening in the Dayton area for many, many, many years in one form or another, but it was going unnoticed by the rest of us. you know, and a lot of people are now aware of the things that you just said or know how to get involved with them because Film Dayton is there, you know, beating the drum and shining the spotlight. How many times can I say it?
We need to keep a tally.
That's right. That's four, I think. You know, we're beating the drum and we're celebrating something that has that before we started celebrating it, had nobody else doing that. And I think that's why we've been successful as an organization. Somebody had to do that. We're just a small nonprofit, you know, but we're doing our best. And the film festival is the most public, fun way to come see what you and I are talking about here. Again, Film Dayton Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night at the Neon. I should say all tickets are $9. You can get an all-weekend pass for $75. Tickets available in the Neon box office. Nothing is sold out yet, I don't think, but there's several films that are darn close to it. So you can buy tickets online at our website, filmdayton.com, or you can take your chances and just stop down to the lobby. But your schedule and everything is at filmdayton.com and on our Facebook page. And I would also say if you can't come to the festival, visit filmdayton.com anyway, because if you're interested in arts and film and economic development and how those things play together in our town, the website tells you all these things that we're doing. And there's much more to it than what you and I have had a chance to talk about in an hour.
Absolutely. I want to talk about two other events that are part of the festival. One because, well, they actually both have kind of a WISO connection, but one because specifically has a WISO connection, and the other one because it has a WISO connection, but it's also, I think, the perfect event if you've ever said, oh, hey, I have this really great idea. This should be a movie.
Absolutely. Well, let's mention that one first.
Okay.
We have an event, and the WISO connection is that this event is hosted by WISO's very own Nikki Dakota. We love her. And it is called Pitch It. And we've done this all 5 years of the festival, and it is a hoot. It's at 6 p.m. at Jilly's right in the area there by the Neon. Everything is very closely connected there, so you don't have to walk far. Park once and walk.
Exactly.
It'll feel like a real downtown, kids. Pitch It is at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Jilly's, and what it is exactly what you said. It's like, oh, I've always wanted to do a movie about – you can throw $5 or so in the hat, and you get 2 minutes to give your elevator, bam, speech, your pitch it, your to a panel of experts from the industry. And they will give you immediate Idol-style feedback. They will not insult you. They won't laugh at you. They will give you real constructive feedback about the idea, whether it sounds like a good idea, whether it – and also on the quality of your pitch, on how you actually – delivered. It's great fun. Every year we have some real surprises there. Then the winner by acclaim takes half of the hat. Takes the money out of the hat. So you can win something. You can also win some editing software. I mean, it's a really cool event. Right after that, that segues into a very fun party at Jilly's, which will be kind of our after party on Saturday night, I believe. You'll be there, right?
I will, yes. I'll be DJing the after
party.
That's
right. And how cool will that be?
Yeah.
right. People can actually come and meet you.
They can.
Right. Instead of just hearing you on the radio.
Yes, you can.
And then now we
be
should.
Like Kaleidoscope in
that's
person.
Right. That's right. Now, that's a big weekend for you, too. I want to also, too, like, in case people are downtown on Friday night anyway.
Oh, thank you.
We should mention that you're hosting an event at Jilly's also Friday night.
Yes.
Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang Show.
Indeed.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Friday night at 9. It's
right.
Our monthly variety show. We've told you about it here on Kaleidoscope a couple of times before. Todd the Fox is going to be playing. Me and Mountains is going to be our headlining band.
Yep.
Comedy, magic, burlesque, sideshow acts, all kinds of surprises. We've got info up on the Facebook page about that. And it's my birthday party, so you should come.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
That's right. Now, I've only been to one of those, but it was a great show. And if you go to, you know, remember, folks, these are right next door to each other.
They are, right across the street.
You can go to Flick My Clip at 9 and then go directly over to most of Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang show and
have
a great time.
That's right.
So that's
you can go to Captain Johnny's Whiz Bang and then go to Friday Night
Fright. And then go to Friday Night Fright. right. So you either can do it either way. That's right. It's almost like we planned it.
And almost. Then, yeah.
Well, almost, yeah. Close now, the other cool thing that you started to mention with the YSO connection is the drum roll.
Screenless screening. One of my favorite events of the year.
That is a cool. I'm going to let you tell them why. You describe it.
Okay. So the screenless screening, you know, we have Community Voices trainees. Every year we train a class of usually about 10 to 12 individuals
one
from
whom,
the community.
One of whom this year was yours, truly.
One of whom was Ron Rollins. Yeah. And we teach them how to make radio stories.
Yep.
We've been airing those stories the past couple of weeks on YSO Weekend. We aired two specials on Sunday evenings the past 2 weeks featuring those stories. They're all on our websites. But if you want a very, very unique experience, you should come to the Screenless Screening. What it is listening to radio stories with a community of people in a movie theater.
It almost feels like you're back
dark.
To the 1930s or something.
It does.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's something you don't do except at this experience.
Yeah. I have to say it might sound a little strange at first. Like, oh, hey, let's go sit in a movie theater and listen to the radio in the dark. But it's a really unique experience because you are focused so solely on listening as opposed to, you know, the way we all listen to the radio in our car, doing the dishes, kind of doing other things, you know, maybe half paying attention. The bonus of this is, too, after you hear all of these wonderful pieces, a lot of the folks that made them and some of the folks in their stories will actually be there. And you can meet them. You can talk to them. Nina Ellis and Sarah Buckingham, who teach our course, will be there as well.
And they're terrific.
And they are wonderful.
I learned so much from them.
Yeah. They'll tell you a little bit about the Community Voices training program. So if you want to get involved next year, you'll have kind of the inside scoop on what it is, how it's done, and how to get involved for next year.
I'll tell you, I've had 10 people have heard my piece and said, oh, how do I do that? I want to do that next year. And I'm like, it's competitive. Call them up. I think it's like maybe in November or December you put out the call, I think.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. And so in the fall, watch WYSO.org to learn more about Community Voices and how to apply for it. But people should know, it takes some time.
I mean, it does. Yeah.
It's a full Saturday training session like once a month for about 6 months. So you do like pretty much a full Saturday, but you're learning about everything, the editing software, I'm a trained interviewer. I've been doing it since I was in high school. I've never had to do an interview, though, with a microphone.
And
that's one of the reasons I wanted to do it, where I have to make sure that I've got good tape and I've got to make sure how to use sound. The funny thing I learned about doing this, too, is that as a writer in print, you pretty much just like I write and then I insert quotes where they feel good. With radio, it's totally flipped. You have to start with the quotes, and then the writing goes in between. And it was a total reversal of the writing process for me that I really enjoyed. And I may have just given up my part of the screenless screen in advance. I don't know. But it should be really fun. It's a very good event. And again, WYSO, I want to say, not just letting me come and blabber on in this show, which I always enjoy. Seriously, YSO has been an integral part of the Film Dayton Festival since the beginning. I mean, all the way back to helping us promote it, helping us get the word out about it, and also participating in the programming. You know, I think Nikki has hosted all of the Pitch It sessions. She maybe missed one because she was out of town or something, but she's always there for us. You're always there for us. Nina's always there for us. Sarah's always there for us. And the whole crew here in the studios and in this building have been really, really, really super supportive of Film Dayton as an effort and an organization. So we appreciate that.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
It is our pleasure. Just to remind you guys, Film Dayton Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Movies at the Neon.
$9 a seat. Cheap. Easy.
Workshops at Think TV, Party, and Pitch It at Jilly's. Come check it out. There is it sounds so cliche, but there really is something for everyone at this festival.
There
Everything
is.
From comedy to horror, short films from around the world and the Miami Valley. I almost stole Rev Cool's tagline there.
I should say, too, right quick, there are trailers for the feature films on our website.
Oh, wonderful.
They're all very cool, small independent features that have kind of a youthful bent to them. That are really neat. The one I'm looking forward to is on Sunday. It's called Big Words, and it's a hip-hop drama. And it just looks really good. But the trailers, if you want to know what the films are about, check out the trailers at filmdayton.com and make your choice.
And I have to say, for YSO listeners, diehard listeners, if you heard both Terry Gross's and All Things Considered's interview with Lake Bell about In a World, That is showing, that is the opening film Friday night.
Right,
so
exactly.
If you enjoyed those interviews as much as I did, that's one worth checking out.
You know, when we're picking those features, I mean, Jonathan at the Neon does a great job of bringing films to Dayton that only come to Dayton because They're at the Neon, and he's smart enough to book them. But or perhaps here at the Little Art, but there are art house films that only come to those two theaters. But sometimes there are films that are really good, really worthy, that are out in the festival circuit that aren't available yet digitally, that aren't likely to – they're good, but they may not draw an audience for an entire run of a week, which is what the theaters need to do. We bring those films in.
Absolutely.
This may be your only chance to see them, period, on a screen. A couple years back, we brought Winter's Bone, which was the movie that broke Jennifer Lawrence out as a superstar. And it's a great, great film that won at, I believe, Sundance or South Sundance.
Sundance, yeah.
And then we were the Film Dayton Festival was the only place that it showed between Sundance and its national theatrical release the following December. The only place you could see it in the country was at the Film Dayton Festival. And a lot of people did. That's where I saw it, and I'll never forget it. So that's the kind of stuff we're trying to bring you.
Absolutely. I feel very lucky that last year I got to see Chapatoulas. Because that has not come back to the area since then, and that was a magical film.
A couple local filmmakers from Sydney, the Ross brothers, Bill and Turner Ross, who made a movie documentary about New Orleans at night. Great film, and that's the kind of stuff we try to bring.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's this weekend, Film Dayton Festival. info@filmdayton.com.
Yep.
We'll also put it up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll link to their Facebook page. Connect with Film Dayton. Keep up on what they're doing throughout the year. All kinds of good stuff. Ron, thank you so much for being here.
Troy, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to this every year. I really do. It's a great time.
It's my pleasure. Stick around. We've got a lot more coming up here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at yso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We're going to get things going with Red Hot Rebellion here in just a few moments. But first, let's listen to She and Him.